an important new book. It is called The Strange Death of Europe, the subtitle Immigration, Identity, Islam, and some of the issues are about as topical and relevant as possible for the United States of America. The author is Douglas Murray, who is head of an outstanding foreign policy and immigration policy institute in the United Kingdom called the Henry Jackson Institute. Mr. Murray, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a great pleasure to be with you.
I appreciate having you. First of all, were you surprised to see this radicalization of so many? Actually, a lot of them were brothers. There were four or five combinations of multiple children in the same family in Catalonia, in Spain. Was that a surprise to you?
No, it fits a pattern that's quite familiar. Small networks of related people, either siblings, childhood friends, tight networks. Which can rely on each other, as it were, to successfully, as they see it, carry out these devastating attacks. Absolutely everything about what happened last week and the tragic events in Barcelona is something which we in Europe have seen a lot of in recent years and is tragically familiar.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Speaking with Douglas Murray, the author of The Strange Death of Europe. If Spanish authorities were to ask you, the leaders of the current government in Spain, which is a more conservative rather than socialist government, by the way, if that government were to ask you, what should we have done differently to have avoided this, what would you tell them?
Well, to have avoided this particular attack, it's extremely hard. The details of every cell are different, but in some ways, in terms of law enforcement, you've got a bit of luck to get cells. Sometimes you've got to have a bit of luck and the informant to tell you about people in advance. But there are so many very, very big things which I would and have told European governments for many years now, which I make plain in this group and in this book. And if there were a first point I would really say, it is goes back to something that happened only a week ago. Only a week ago, the world looked in amazement at footage of a beach in the south of Spain where a boatload of about 40 migrants looked like they were all young men from sub-Saharan Africa, just got onto the beach in Spain and landed their vessel and just ran across the beach and into the country. The various people in Spain wanting to work on their suntans and their beach volleyball just sort of looked in amazement. But those 40 or so people just broke into the country, and they won't have been found. They won't be found. They never will be. And even if they are, they won't be returned. They were illegally entering a country which has no idea who is in it, in the same way that Europe as a whole, in the mad migration policies we have had, has no idea of who is now in the continent. And if there were one thing before all other things, it would be this: just know who is coming in and control your borders.
What do you do about it if people are landing on beaches?
Well, the first thing is you don't do what the Spanish authorities have now started to do again in recent days, which is what the Italian authorities and the Greek authorities and others have done in recent years, and which I lay out in remorseless detail in this work. You don't, as a response to people breaking into your country, send out boats to meet them halfway or more and effectively act as part of the smuggling network. In 24 hours earlier this week, the Spanish authorities boasted that they had saved 600 people from the seas around Spain. They are not saving people from the sea. They are going and they are acting as part of the smugglers' network that is bringing in thousands upon thousands of people into Europe, that added 2% to the population of Germany in 1 year alone. This is not saving people. This is telling people, we have no borders. If you get a landing craft anywhere near the shores of Europe, we will come out and do the rest of the job for the smugglers' networks. And this is, to my mind, the central panel of what I regard as being a suicidal policy.
1-800-955-1776. What percentage do we know of the total refugees, this mass immigration, which has descended upon Europe? And by the way, I would be correct, would I not, that at the same time that the United States, going back to the Bush administration, as a matter of fact, has had declining numbers of illegal entries, the numbers of illegal entries into Europe have been skyrocketing. They've been going in the opposite direction.
Yes.
That's accurate,
right.
Isn't it?
That's right. It grew throughout the late 2000s, massively grew once the Libyan regime fell now 6 years ago. And but it's not just Libya. It's, of course, also people leaving from Turkey until there was a deal last year that slowed that movement down. But now it's like water. The movement finds a way through, and this summer it's moving to Spain. But 100,000 people have entered Italy illegally this year already, up to 10,000 into Spain. And as I say, 2015, which was the key year, millions of people moved in and into Europe. And, of those people, it's only after they arrive that anyone seems to be remotely interested in who they are. But I've traveled through all of the areas where people are coming and literally spoken to people as they're coming off boats. And they're not Syrian refugees, mainly. In fact, even the European Commission, the vice president of the European Commission, Frans Timmermans, admitted last year, only the year after the major movement of 2015, that at least, in his terms, at least 60% of the people who came into Europe in 2015 have, quote, no more right to be in Europe than anyone else in the world. So this is opening your door to the entire world. And only after you've opened the door and let them in, having any interest in who has come.
No, it's clearly the products of this difficulty in Germany with some of the crime, in France with the repeated terror attacks, now in Spain. The downside is extraordinarily obvious. What can Europe do about it? What should be done?
I want to say the first thing everyone has to do is to slow the flow down. The second major component of this is then to try to work on the people who are already here. You know, some people point out, for instance, that and it's right to point this out, take the Paris November 2015 Paris terrorists who killed 130 people in one night alone. That cell was actually mainly born in either France or Belgium. So people say, well, if you even stopped the immigration, you wouldn't stop the terror. That's true, but I turn it the other way around, which is if you're doing so badly on the integration that people who have been born in our countries are carrying out mass terrorist atrocities like this, why on earth would you continue to be inviting people in, not just at a rate we had in the 1970s, but at a rate that is historically unprecedented?
For Europe, absolutely right. The book is called The Strange Death of Europe, Immigration, Identity, Islam, Three Eyes. We will talk about all of them with Douglas Murray. We've posted the book up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Part of the problem that he talks about in his book is the increased numbers of immigrants, including, of course, illegal immigrants coming into Europe, only makes the integration that much harder and gives people less reason to become Frenchmen or Britons or Germans. We'll continue the conversation with your phone calls for Douglas Murray, author of The Strange Death of Europe, coming up.